From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 19-year-old Joel Hernandez of Roswell has been charged with one count of second-degree murder, tampering with evidence, and battery of a household member. He allegedly stabbed his grandfather, 63-year-old Jesus Hernandez, on Friday. He succumbed to his injuries at a local hospital, that according to the Chavez County Sheriff's Office. The incident occurred about 10 p.m. Friday in the 5000 block of West Country Club Road, where both men resided. Apparently, both got into an argument. Joel Hernandez told deputies he stabbed his grandfather in self-defense. The Public School Capital Outlay offered funding to three Southeast New Mexico schools planning construction or renovation of school buildings by matching the estimated cost of the project. And those schools are Southern Heights Elementary in Hobbs, Mountain View Middle School in Roswell, and Washington Avenue Elementary School, also in Roswell. As of now, all New Mexico public schools will require its students to wear masks when they return to the classrooms this fall. Public Education Department Secretary Ryan Stewart elaborates.
So for now, most of our guidance will still be very close to the CDC. The CDC does still say right now that masks should be used in schools to prevent the spread of the virus.
Stacy Turner, a concerned parent in Artesia, will be part of a statewide protest later this month against students wearing masks.
You know, I think one of our main goals is to get negative attention against the governor. She doesn't like that when it's national, and at a national level, that's what we're seeking. And so we need these events to be publicized well. We need media there. We need a lot of parents to show up.
That statewide rally is scheduled for July 31st. District 2 congressional lawmaker Yvette Harrell has co-sponsored a bill that will have strong consequences against anyone who's convicted of killing a law enforcement officer.
And so basically what this bill does, it's called Defending Our Defenders, and it gives the opportunity for those that have committed a crime that results in death against a law enforcement officer to be held to a capital punishment or life imprisonment.
Hundreds came out for a fundraiser on Saturday in Hobbs for retired Hobbs police officer George Montes Jr., who is battling stage 4 lung cancer. His brother Victor Montes says his brother George is a fighter.
He's battling it. His spirits are high. His faith is strong. And he's comfortable with God's will for him.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.